The Bavusta well-known sugya in Yuma in the beginning of the last parak, the Fangimel Beitain down on the law of the sugya of Chatzishia. The Gemara says that Chatzishia is also. We know that most Yisurim have a Shia. Marshal Machon Sasuris of Exayas, the Yisur Neveh, or Treif, the Chazah, he's also Bachila, Abedechah of Exayas. For example, on Yom Kippur, the Shia, this Achila is Gregus, a little bit more than Exayas. Enough that a person feels something from it, it's the gregus. But the Gemara says, even if you eat tochs mekashir, even if you eat less than the shir, it's also asa. It's machoikis in the Gemara, if chatzi shir is asa mederais or asa mederabonim. Machoikis b'yachna v'yishlachish. The Achareinim claimed, Santa Shaila, what about by mitzvah sasei? The Gemara talks about mitzvah lois sasei, it's aveiris. Aveiris to have a shir, it's asa, even if you tochs mekashir. The shir is for the ancient. The shir is to be chai of Malkus or Misa, or Kuris, or to be in Kamachatas, that's what you have to have a full shia, to be over the Aver and Gansan. And the Gemara says, the Chassi shia is also also, either Medarais or Medarbanan. There's just no Einshim on that. You don't get Malkus, but there's an Issa. Now, what about on a Mitzvah say? For example, this week says, the Mechassinah talks about it in Mitzvah Vav. He brings, says, many Achrim speak about it, the Mishnah Melech in Perek Aleph, the Chassam Samatza, the end of Halach Zayin, in Samrit Al Ghazi, in Sefer on Masechet Becheiros, the back of Masechet Becheiros. It's in the end of Perek Dalet, where the Mitzvah Gazi has the Ramban, has the Chet and Hechus Chala, and the Mitzvah Gazi and that Ramban. He also talks about it. What about Mitzvah Sei? For example, like you're saying, this week said one of the Mitzvah Sei in the Torah is to eat a Korban Pesach. Besides the Mitzvah being a Korban Pesach, everyone has to eat also a Kazayat, Leil Pesach of the Korban Pesach. Or the Mitzvah Matzah. Today also, there's a Mitzvah to eat Matzah. The Shir is a Kazayat. What if somebody, the only thing that happens, he doesn't have a Gzayis Matzah. He has a half Gzayis. Is there an Indian to eat the half Gzayis? Do you say there's a din of Chatzi Shia by Mitzvah also? Or do you say, if you don't have a Gzayis, you don't have a Shia, what's the point? Do you say there's no point to it? Maybe you're not Mechuyif to eat it. Or do you say, no. There's a din, just like we have Chatzi Shia by Yisurim, the Chayinim want to say, maybe there's a din of Chatzi Shia by Mitzvah also, and it'll be a Chiyiv. You're not making the mitzvah b'shlemusa. You still have a chiyuv to eat a full shia. If you get invited that night, the full kazayis of matzah teach you, you're mechuyav. You weren't yotzei yet. But even chatzi shia is also a mitzvah. Do you say by mitzvah also chatzi shia? Very interesting shayla. I'm a little bit getting to understand what's the svara of the shayla. I was looking at the chayim. I don't see them really explain the stodim. They just giving rise to it. But and svara, chayim, you would say chayim there is. What's the difference? Just like the din chatzi shia. By Averis, why wouldn't we need a Chatzi Shiva Mitzvah? But if you think about it, there is a reason to say the other way, really. So the reason why Chatzi Shiva is also, according to Manda Mechatzi Shiva is also in the Torah, is because it's a custom. The Gemara brings it out from the Pasuk of Kol Chelev. By the Lav in the Torah, Tit Chelev, the Chelev, the fat in the behemoth, it's also to eat, the Torah gives an extra word Kol. What's the word Kol coming to teach you? So the Gemara Dashans, the Rechon Dashans, that Kol comes to teach you Chatzi Shiva. That a Shiva is for the Chiv Kuris that's on a Ivichel, a Ivichel Meshagig, anything just Chayav Kurs Ameza, Meshagig being Kamachatas, that you have to have a Shia, a Gzais, being Chayav Kamachatas or Kurs. Or if there's Edom and Asura, there's Malkus on Chayav, you have to have a Shia to be Chayav. But the Gemara Dashim, from Kol Chayav, then Pachus make a Shia, there's no Einstein, there's no Carbon, there's no Malkus, there's no Kurs, but it's also Asa. Is a main on the chayra, we could say that the drush, and we learn out from the Atul Mother Aveir, so we could say the Nimid is Atul Mother Chayvi Lavin. Just like the Pasuk is written by a Lav, maybe that it's only teaching by Chayvi Lavin, and we don't learn out the Chayvi Aveir, Mr. Say.
According to the
Bible,
the reason is that's also right.
That's also Svar. If you go with the Svar of causing a Serufa, you have to know what that means. That over here also he says, Chazir Tzvi for Mitzvah.
If he talks about Pilus Pras, he'll be Mikhail Mitzvah Matzah, so why not?
Right, so maybe that's the story should play also.
Right,
and how do you say Chazir Tzvi for Beavirus?
Eating apples and potatoes.
No, Chazir Tzvi, why is it different things? Chazir Tzvi for Beavirus is referring to the same Mitzvah. When you ate a half a Zayas Chayim, if you're able to eat to another Chazir Zayas, that's where the first Zayas is also awesome. We're going to get to this soon. But if you go with the story of Kol Chayim, maybe that's what the Chayim are clearing. Maybe this drush is only by Chayim Lam, the Pasuk is by Chayim Lam. The reason is, if Chatzis is also with Abonon, that in Lechayim, the Gemara also say the reason, but Lechayim, Pashas, the reason is the Gzeiratu, Chatzis Yatu, Shia Shomayim. They made a Gzeir, don't eat a Chatzis because you might come see the full Shia. That would not apply to mitzvahs. I mean, it doesn't pass the whole union of gezeirah. So if you go with these sfaras, then these sfaras are only for averus. There's no reason to say there should be inyan chatzis sheva mitzvahs. Avalidach, we could say that if the drush is because of kol chayim, maybe the same way we're going out from kol chayim to all other averus, maybe we're going out to mitzvah say also. Maybe they'll even, maybe that's the chakir. Maybe we're going out from kol chayim. Even though it's in by Reuters, say we should go out to the whole tire. Even to mitzvahs also, the chatzis sheva something. And if, but if you say it's the Rabbanon, I would think maybe my own star, but we can't say our own star. So I think maybe there'd be a time of Kadesh Mech Shtachach, that you shouldn't forget that we find some places, the Gemara in Erevin, I think it's on the Chai, and the Gemara says, case of Shkachach Erev, even though there's no Chiv of an Erev, they may have to make an Erev Chatzeris, that they shouldn't forget the Erev. So maybe he also Kadesh Mech Shtachach, but right, we can't really say that ourselves. The Gemara doesn't say Kadesh Mech Shtachach, it's not for us to say.
Okay, the Gemara says Kadesh Mech Shtachach, we're not at all.
Right,
they
right.
They don't have a
shirim
at all.
Over here, one person you don't say Kadesh HaShtachach. It's not mustabah. I think you say Chatashir is derabanan. It's not mustabah to say that it goes on mitzvah. Mice are heavy paskin. So there's a Pima Godim in your day, it's Mitzvah Chesaf Antes, who brings a whole list of achrenim, the paskin, the paskin, that Allah is like the mandom of Chatashir is the raisa. What's the nafkamini? If no nafkamini, it's the maisa, but the he says that most places that he lists over there, they all pass in the chatzishi zasim b'deraisa. So if you hold chatzishi zasim b'deraisa, we're working with deraisa. It's sort of to say it goes on mitzvahs also.
Like you don't know
what it's saying. Well, if it's asa, then you go with the kedarma of safek. It's safek deraisa l'chumer. Oh, you mean the nafkmina where the chatzishi zasim now the posh nafkmina be about safek. He's saying all right. What's the din if you have a suffix chatzishia? If it's a, so if the Prima God brings down, it could be that's what they're talking about. The Prima God brings down, holds the place, come that chatzishia is their isa, and therefore suffix chatzishia would also be also, l'chumra. And the main, we could say the svar goes on, the drasha goes on their isas also. I was thinking another svar would be, like Belling mentioned, the Gemara says another reason for the Mandoma that chatzishia is also menatayr, is because it's chosing on stayufay. What's pshan the Gemara? So I always learned the Gemara. I think the pshat is the Chazon Sufi is teaching you that every drop of the Shia is a davara. That's what's teaching you. It's not that you're not chay of the einish or the kav until you finish, you complete the entire Shia. But as you get there, every drop of the Shia is a davara. That's what Chazon Sufi says. It's something that Torah said. Asa, Torah was not machayev in einish until you get to the end. But pashas, every drop is davara. If you're going like that, then maybe Mrs. also you can say every drop is davatoyev. You're not Yetzir, you didn't fulfill your obligation, you know, Yetzir Dechavosai, until you had a full Shia, you have to keep on going, but Lamaisa, because as you're eating it, every drop is a Dava Tayyib, is part of the Mitzvah. That's why it is hard to say, but Mitzvah also, Chatzis Shia would be a Chiv. It's a big Chiddush to go say that Zinyim Chatzis Shia, but Mitzvah also. The Mechazkinah says that the Santa Nafkamina in the Shaila, he said, he brings down the famous Gemara Tzof in the Kuf Tesvav, that Hillel, we say in the Gada, Hillel will do Kairach. By the mitzvah of Pesach Matzamara, he'll be Karchan Yachad. You put that, make it, they teach the kind of Hillel sandwich, you put it together and eat it together. Aga, Rashi and Ishbam learned the Gemara that they would Kairach all three. The Pesach, Matzah, and the Mara. All three they would eat together. The Rambam is a vegan Rambam, not like that. The Rambam is back. It's pretty close to the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kairach Matzah, Mara. He puts together the matzah mora, and then the Rambam says, "V'yachar mevorach al chinas pesach." And afterwards, you make a bracha al chinas pesach and you eat the pesach. It's meduyik in the Rambam, pretty clear. The Rambam held the kerich was only on matzah mora, and then you would eat the korban pesach separately. There's the hasaga derived on that Rambam. It's a little bit unclear on which is what the Rambam is saying, but the Chav Mishnah learns the Rambam. The Rambam is asking on Rambam this point: why does the Rambam say that kerich is only on matzah mora? The kerich goes on pesach matzah mora, but it seems that's the Rambam shita. In the Gemara Bemis is Machoikas. Hillel held you do Kairach, and the Rabbanan Machoikas. The Rabbanan held, no, there's no mitzvah Kairach. You eat the Pesach separate, the Matzah separate, the Mara separate. But the Gemara does say that, according to Hillel, and even according to Rabbanan, that there's no din of Kairach to eat together. If you want, you can eat together. If you want to eat, there's no din to eat together. You can eat one at a time, but if you want to eat them together, you can eat them together. And the Gemara says that, don't worry that the time will be both the one and the next, that maybe if you're not mechuyev to do kairach, according to Rabbanan, or even according to Hillel, according to Rambam, that you're not supposed to have the Pesach together with the Matzah Mara, but in case you do eat the Pesach together with the Matzah Mara, even if you're not mechuyev, you shouldn't worry that the time of the Matzah is mevatel the time of the Pesach, or the time of the Pesach is mevatel the time of the Matzah, or the time of the Mara is mevatel either one. The reason is because there's a din. The Gemara says din as mitzvahs ein mevatel zu zu. Anything which is a mitzvah, it's not mevatel. If you put in your mouth two things which are mitzvah, maybe the chashivas of the mitzvah makes it that if one mitzvah is not mevatel another mitzvah, even if there be no din kayach, even according to Rabbanan. But since the maisa, each piece is a mitzvah, the matzah is a mitzvah on its own, the mor is a mitzvah on its own, the pesach is a mitzvah on its own, and even if you're not supposed to do kerech, it's not mabatel time one to the other. But if you eat something that's not a dvar mitzvah, for example, together with the exact matzah, you have a piece of fish together with it, that you would say the time of the fish is mabatel time of the matzah. And you would not be yetzah. There's a mission at the end of the second parak that does talk about Sochim being on the Pesach. They wore toivel and they were soft to come Pesach with some shemen and shemayin. I never understood what seems to be a shikostira. Why wasn't the only stay over there that Tom is mevatel the, that's a devarashus, that shemen yain. Because it's very little, so maybe it means that it's a very small amount. Maybe that's the reason. But basically, the Gemara over here seems to say that if you have two things, one thing is not a mitzvah at all, and one thing is a mitzvah, that Tom is mevatel.
Oh, you're
eating extra? Are you eating extra compared to? Maybe that Gemara's talking about the extra? Because if it becomes bottle, that's why. It's maybe a small amount, maybe something like that. I gotta remember, if I remember correctly. The Mishnah says that they used to be sochen when they were roasting it. Okay, but basically the Gemara over here says, I guess if you eat a big amount that it's mevatel at the time, it's davishus. You shouldn't do this. Mevatel. I remember this, if I remember correctly, I was before my bar mitzvah. I remember the story, I had a friend whose father was his father was Adam Gadol, Muslim Gadol. He told me his father was makbid, you know, a big shirim of matzah, a nice brisk kashir. His father was also makbid, I think it's a brisk chumra. We know everyone's makbid tidi b'chdeching as pras. I think the most chumra the kashir is to have the exact within 2 minutes, so people try to swallow quickly, but there's ever a chumra to try to swallow it all of vasachas. Mamash take the whole kazayas, a big kazayas, and says, how do you do that? You chew and you chew and you chew and you keep his mouth to be full, and he said he used to watch his father chew, have a full mouth of matzah, and try to get the whole thing down as basically a one shot. And to do it, you take a little wine to help it go down. I remember he told me, take a little wine to help it go down. Later, I was doing the sugya, I'm thinking, that doesn't work. If you do that, the wine will be mevatel the time of the matzah. If a person Hashem is doing this, then maybe he should not to do this. This is he's choking. Pashteitzach, he should drink something, but then taking a piece of matzah be yetz to the halacha kalacha. What?
It wasn't.
You do it with water.
Yeah.
He told me with wine. God, unless he's making mistakes. He's so many years ago, his father's at the end of it. I can't think of what the asking the shayin on the button. Okay.
Said the
Chiddush
because it has to be
Vatach. It's based on
the
Okay, the Pashas of the Haggadah, it says in Haggadah these are three steps, Matzah, Mor, and Kairach. They say we rochsa, we wash, moitzi, make a moitzi, matzah, make a broch on the matzah, Mor, we eat separate, and then Kairach, we eat them together. I think there's a minig, something that they don't do matzah separate, they don't do Mor separate, they go straight to Kairach. They do rochsa, moitzi, matzah, make a broch, I don't know if anyone's seen that. And they just do kairach. There'd be a problem with that, because today the loch is matzah, there's two mitzvahs matzah in Torah. There's mitzvah matzah together with the Kohen Pesach, there's mitzvah matzah on its own. That's why today matzah even without the Kohen Pesach is the right stuff. But morah, there's only one mitzvah morah together with the Kohen Pesach, the same time with the Kohen Pesach. If there's man, there's no Kohen Pesach, but the right is no mitzvah morah. So today morah is the rabbanon. So if you do kairach today, the mor is darbonon, the matzah is deraisa. So klapi the deraisa, and the time of the mor will be mevatel the time of the matzah, and you will not be yetzah. So I don't know much sure how the minig works, but then that's...
Some people have a bigger problem. The motor that they use the Roman list.
Yes.
And then they put in the chapter...
It's also, right, the reason why you're using two minim is you want to cut, we're not sure which minim is the right... I guess we're pretty sure that the Roman lettuce is rather one of the most mukubal the Messiah, that it's one of the five minim, which is chasta, the chasta. It sounds like just over down that someone types, you know, all the first, was the first four minim are types of leafy vegetables, maybe what we use, and mora I saw types as coriander. Mora is a coriander, very bitter, but none of them types as horseradish. None of them types as grain. Very interesting. Well, my about to say that chayim is one of the meanim, but people do both. My father used to use also endives, and I saw it's a taich from one of the others. He picked up that some also extra at the end, after matzamar and after kayach. Then we get out, we take excise of it. There's one more min in case instead of like the cover in case that was on the crepe. Meaning one more min might be endive. But the most mukubal min seems to be romingas. So getting back to this, the mechasana says. The nafkamini would be, what if somebody had a kazayas of a kavan pesach, and he only had a chatzi kazayas of matzah? And if you want to eat it together. So if you hold chatzi shir is the right to, even by mitzvah asay, then you could eat this chatzi shir of matzah together with the kavan pesach, and you don't have to worry about mabatul, because mitzvah mabatul is a zoo. The mechasun can say, even if it's chatzi shir, it's enough of a shem mitzvah that it won't be mabatul at the time one or the other. But if you hold, there's no din chatzi shir by mitzvah, there's nothing at all, so you won't be allowed to eat the matzah together with the Pesach, because the matzah will become a davar shavu shus, and it'll be mevatel zuzu. That's not
the
Oh, so that I heard him talk about, that if he more than exists, stipe as a whole, stipe has a whole simon on it in Brachas, so he brings down the Hamak Shailas, and it says that if he more than a kazayis, it becomes part of the mitzvah. It's also part of the mitzvah. It brings your eyes
to
it.
According to what you said.
Yeah, so right, because you're always eating a little bit extra. And then, before you finish the kazayis of one, maybe you already have to more access to the other. Whatever your moisture on the shir becomes part of the mitzvah. As long as it all becomes part of the mitzvah. There's a whole simon. King of Siakam brought us about this. He brings very nice eyes to it. Right. Brings your eyes to the very nice eyes. Okay. Another Indian district said the Pashto Boy Pasuk says Yemeshem Moshe V'Aaron Zayis Chukas Pesach Kol Benechel Yechaboy. Special halach in the Torah that Kol Benechel is not allowed to eat from a Kohen Pesach. So Rashi teaches Benechel Shnitzachu Ma'isel Lavish Vashemayim. It's referring to a Muma. It says Vechad Evekachavim Vechad Yisrael Muma Mash. Because on Tzai Evekachavim Tzai Yisrael Muma. It's a sugim psachim that's a gvavim at Aleph, that there's a lav in the Torah on the oichel and on the meichel. You're not allowed to give a mumma. Someone, this came from a year who's together a mumma, you're not allowed to give him the Kohen Pesach to eat, and he's not allowed to eat the Kohen Pesach. What's a mumma? A mumma, pashut, is someone that is not sharing a Torah mitzvah, any mitzvah. He's a mumma. The Gemara does say a mumma for one of their, is not a mumma for Torah kulah. He's just a, whatever, he's a shagas and one zach, except for Avodah Zarah. He's mumma of Avodah Zarah, that's already considered in Gans and a mumma. Because Avodah Zarah, in Pashtetzach, is so chum, but that's already mumma. And the Gemara in Chum and Dathay, claims about mumma chal Shabbos. The Gemara has to say, the mumma chal Shabbos is also mumma chal Tekuma. In the Sefer Derech Kudecha from the Bnei Soscha, in Mitzvah Gimel, I sober down, he claims the Shaila, there's a Zoya Kodesh, the adult thinks it's Maimah Chazal, but on the Chayah it's not a Gemara, it comes from the Zoya Kodesh and Pashk Rashi, the beginning of the Sefer. The Zoya Kodesh is Zoya, call Koyas Kim Loibet of Zoya. Whoever gets angry is as if he's Loibet of Zoya. I think this is, became bevus from the Mesil Shurim. The Mesil Shurim brings down the Zoya Kodesh and Perik Yidalf. Now call Koyas Kim Loibet of Zoya. Klet the Bnei Soscha, if a person is Koyas, whoever gets angry, is he together a Mumma? If Kol Kodesh Kiyum V'Zor, some of the Zor had the Mumma, so someone ever got in Kass, he's not allowed to come Pesach. You're not allowed to give him the Kohen Pesach. When they check if people give him Pesach, make sure he's a Shem to a Mitzvah, make sure he's not a Zor, you have to make sure he's not a Koyas.
Because Kol
HaOyt
will be stupid in the Shem.
Okay.
That's what happened on all the Ki'ilus.
Okay, I hope you're right. But the Ma'aseh, the Chori, this is the Shaila over here. The Ma'aseh, the Chori is the Shaila. Chori is the Shaila. What does Kiilu mean? When Whenever Chazal say kiinu, but mechayr kiinu means Chazal say kiinu. That's what it is. It's kiinu over the redizar. So klat v'shaila. Someone, yeah. The one thing for sure to learn from here, how chomadini of kast is that you don't take look at it this way. You're a person who would not be allowed to come in Pesach. A person gets in kast.
And if you give masor,
you mean kiinu? You mean kiinu doesn't go on that? Okay, nice. I'm saying even it's because I would say something else. I would say that really. You have to understand why is some of those vezara muma? Is it a siba or a simen? The chayma there itself makes someone a muma? Or is it really a muma? Is not from actions. A muma isn't das. A muma is a man's just apikaris. What's the hal? What's the main? What his worldview is? What's important to him? What he believes in? A person's vezara. It's a simen as there's an apikaris. There's a kaif. He's a muma. It's a simen. Because and that would be pshat in the Gemara in Chulin also. The Gemara in Chulin declares if Mumuchal Shabbos, is that also considered Mumuchal Tekulim? What's Shabbos? That's Shabbos. I think Shabbos, because Shabbos is a Davos, is Mushrish, Belay, Chol Yisrael. Everyone knows what Shabbos is. The person is the Mumuchal Mumuchal Shabbos. It's a Simen that in Das is in Gans Nakaifa. He's a Mumuchal. So if you learn the whole Indian that a mumma of Vedazar is a mumma, it's not because of the mice of Vedazar, it's because it's a simon of what's in his mind, what he thinks, what he is. That makes it a simon. You could say that Kol Kois King of Vedazar goes on the mice. The mice cast is a Zaybia mice of Vedazar, but it's not a simon what he thinks in his mind, he's a Kaifa. Just because someone is like a
Kaifa.
Somehow, something about Shabbos, there's a Machal Shabbos already. Yeah, you have to understand. But if you know the whole din of Eved Zara is a mumma because it's a simin, maybe you don't have a simin by the mindset. Let's take it for the Musa Shabbos. Let's be executed. And Befapaleil Seida, even though Mitzvah we should be Ezechel to come Pesach. Befapaleil Seida, the time thinking about it. First the Chashmon gets in Kaf, and I say that you're doing something that right now you cannot become Pesach. There's one sad in the Neisachro, so Ezechel should be a little Musa for that. Since I mentioned also, there's a Machash Shmuel won't show me this. I don't think it mentioned, but there's a Santa Church meme in this etc. A Makas Choshech, we have the last three Makas in this etc. He brings down the Majoshim say, a Makas Choshech, a Choshech Choye Kaibedina. The Makas Choshech in Mitzrayim was the thickness of a coin, of a Dina. Okay, I know people don't like it. We might as well say it over anyway. Efet a good kasha. Tefimi is a good kasha. How could you say? How could you give a shi on choshech? You can't. How do you give a width, a length, a depth? We'll say the choshech was the shi of every dina. What does that mean? The whole place is dark for the mitzvah. What's the name of every dina? How can you give a shi of every dina? Another kasha is if you look in Rashi. And Chumash actually says like a few times that the Choshech was more than Choshech Olayinah. It was darker than the darkness of the night. It's Mashmu was Indian of Choshech Olayinah even in the night. And the Pesukim say it was Choshech Yomim. It was 3 days, 3 nights.
You were able to feel the
Choshech. Oh, we're going to get to that. The Gemara does, the Pesukim does say the Choshech was 3 days. In fact, if you mean another Kasha, it's saying the Torah and Pashat Noach, after the marble, the Ebishtha gave up Tocha, Yom B'Nayin and Noyish Vaisu. After the marble, there was no yom. It was also like a cheshech. But the Eibush said, after the marble, yom v'layim lo yishpoisu. There will always be a day and a night. We have Joshua from this, but Poshup Shad and the Pasuk is, the Eibush gave tzach. There will always be a day and a night. What happened with Makas cheshech? 3 days, there was no day. Oh, the Teretz says you want to say for the Yidden there was yom, but Poshup.
Everybody else.
What?
People that
live there. Direct. But Poshup's yom v'layim was a tzach to the whole Bria. That everyone's going to have Yom B'Nai. Whatever punishment is going to happen to people, they're going to have Yom B'Nai. So this is what they say, the Mitzrayim had no Yom. And the end, that was his kasha. So the Tetzvimi, even though everyone, like I said, people were upset with this Teretz, but the Tetzvimi does say, Umay Mistapina, if I wouldn't be afraid. He does start off. But Umay Mistapina, if I wouldn't be afraid, Lahamsi Davachadash, to say a Nayib Shah Ma'oid, but Davachash Ma'oid, he calls it very Davachadash, have a mean, I would think to say, the Indian Achoshech Hoyloi Ba'avia, the Choshech was not in the atmosphere, Rak Be'ini HaNoshim, was in the eyes of the Mitzrayim. It was like a cataract. They should put like a cataract in every eye, and that was what caused the Choshech. is a man let's answer the first kasha. What's my kovidina? It was this cataract, this covering on every his eye. What's kovidina? It's very good. What the magic saying? It was the thickness of a coin. And man let's answer the other kasha also. What happened to the yom v'layim l'yishpeishet? Teres says it was yom. There was a day. The sun was out everywhere. It's just on their eyes. They couldn't see it. That was the makkah. Tell them the gazetz mima. Shai makkah shleishet. There was a covering on the eyes.
Oh, one second.
So my sister, listen. Everyone screams to touch me. Like, and I don't know if the story is right. How sharp? My sister's a good safer, but this piece people don't like. But my sister, he says, no, leave me the penis. Fan for these two kashas. So I was thinking also that there's a mechilta that touched me brings down also. It says Yom Shreishet. The Shreishet was so thick that Rashi brings down also. It's a mechilta. It says Magad Akosta to show you Mitzi Oymen Lo Yochelisha. When Mitzi was standing, he cannot sit down. He couldn't. When he was sitting, he couldn't stand up. Because it was so thick. So what's pshat? So Teretz is, I think, Pashat that Tashmima, he was trying to explain the other medrash, the medrash that said that it was Kaivedina. And the Tashmima meant it's Mahogis Medrashim, Enechnam, according to the medrash that they could not stand or move, it was so thick. That medrash was in the Avia. But he's coming to explain this medrash of Kaivedina. And this medrash, behold, he held Kenzain, Muli the Safina, and I would be afraid to say Dava Chodesh Ma'oid, it was a covering on the eye. And that was same for the other kasha also of why wasn't the problem of the Yom Lai Mai's version.
Okay.
Of Yomish? Oh, of Yomish, they felt the cataract. They were able to touch it and see
it.
What? That's not a pasuk. They couldn't get up. Yeah, because it was dark. They couldn't see maybe. But it seemed that the Medrash, even the Medrash said they couldn't get up. That's just from the Yomish Cheshach. Right, okay, that's that medrash. So we'll see. Tashmim holds the mechilas medrashim. This medrash says kavidin. It didn't hold away. Okay, nice. Just a mechush. The taka doesn't like it. Right in the pasture we have the mitzvah of pidyon petach chamor. So it says chol petach chamor tifta b'seh. If the firstborn has a chamor, a donkey, the firstborn is matnas kun. It's not a carbon. There's no kedusha, but there's a din of matnas kuna, and the din of matnas kuna is not to give the chama to a kohen. The Torah says to be poided with a seh. V'chol petach chama tifta b'seh. You should take your chama, be poided on a seh, and take the seh and give it to a kohen. It's a din of matnas kuna. The Gemara in Bukhari Sefiran Chamanal says mein lo seh, so he doesn't have a seh. Pedei b'shaviyay. You pay the chamor b'shavi. If the chamor is worth $500, you pay the chamor $500 cash, and you give the kohen $500 cash. And the Gemara says, "Lo yomu pedei b'seh lahachmi avin lahokolav." If you use a seh, it comes out of kula. If you use a seh, you don't have to have a shavi. You can take a $500 chamor and be paid on a $100 seh, and give the $100 seh to the kohen. It's not cheaper. But if you're going to be paid on money, then you have to be paid the shavi. Then you have a chumri. You have to give the whole value. The Rishonim have, it's a machlokes Rishonim, it's not which is better to do. Is it better to give a seh, or is it better to be paid on money? If you pay on a seh, the maila is, you're doing what the Torah says, the lashon of the pasuk. The lashon of the pasuk is called betach matif to the seh. If you pay on money, the kohen gets more money. Because if you pay on a seh, you pay the beseh kolshu. You could give a $50 seh instead of for $500 chamor. If you pay the money, you're giving $500 cash, you're giving more money, the sant, and this is a lot from the gear today also. There's an opinion about the chamor today also. I think if there's farmers that have a big donkey farm, they're raising donkeys, what they do is, I think the way out of it is, they have shutas min akum. They have a guy be a shutas min akum, because then that pops the whole. The top of the whole thing go. The same thing is Bemisam Chobahim Batari also. Any cattle farm, any milk farm, that's even worse. It's a bigger problem. Bechor, after a year, actually story. So what they do is, the Mishtap of a guy with them, or maybe a Kohen Levi also, when it talks about Mishtap with them. But the mice, in case you're not Mishtap, the person has one Chamor, and the Chamor gives birth. I forget already. It's some Mishnah in the beginning of Bechoris.
Right, yeah.
But this din, the son, brought down the halach and Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Chafarach, because that's some Pini Petach Hamas Tari also. And the two in the Beis Yosef and Yodeh, the Mishnah Chafarach, they bring down a Machoik Shishain, and which is Chachina better to do. Someone asked the Rav, should I be paid on a seh, or should I be paid on money? So Machoik, some Yishain say, better be paid on a seh, Chalashin Atayr. And some Yishain say, no, Chachina, if you don't mind, you want to do the right thing, better to be paid on money to give the coin the full value. The Mechas Chinuch is medayik in the Lashon of the Gemara, in the Lashon of the Rambam, it says Lashon of the Gemara, it says, "Im ein lo yiseh padeh b'shavi." If you have no seh, you pay the value. It's mashma, the chathchina, you should be paid with a seh. The Mechas Chinuch is a shayla, and what if you pay the money and you pay it with less than shavi, less than the value? Less than that. You didn't do it. You're supposed to pay the b'shavi. It's $500 chamor, and you pay them. That's the only end $400. Does it work with the eved? We know the Gemara says in Bamitzi that in Zion, it's many places. The hekdesh shavu monish shchilno shavu putas macholno. Hekdesh also, in case you pay it on less than the value, but the eved is macholno. It works. And lechayy opinion about the chamor should not be chomer than hekdesh. Should be chomer than hekdesh. So what about, so there's this work also. But he brings down from the Tur Yevin that also clears the Shai. Tur Yevin, Megillah, Lachatim on Vez. And Tur Yevin wants to say as far that it will not work over here based on the Chiddush from Tosis. The Tosis in Tzmur, Lachav Zayin on Vez, Tosis says that the whole din, it's the member of Shmuel, the Hekdash of Man, Shchun, Shav, Putz, and Mechungel, is Dafka when the Bailin who is Makdash is Poyta. But the Tosis says it's a Chiddush. Only if the Bailin who is Makdash, he has this special Kulma that he could be Poyta for the Yevin on less than the amount. But someone who's not the Bailin, He has to be part of the b'shavi. It doesn't even help with the evidence. As a man, like the Mechas Chinuch, he wants to say, and the Tur Yevin, I think, says also that they want to say a chiddush that peni petach hamor, you're the bialim, but you were not makdash it. There's no hektish part peni petach hamor. It just happens by itself. Since it just happened by itself, the petach hamor became a din petach hamor. You don't have this din of hektish of man shchunish of fruits mechumel. The man, even with the evidence, it would not be part. It has to be the full amount. The Mechas Chinuch has another shayla. If when you put it on a seh, when you put the perchem on a seh, the din is like we said before. On a seh, you can put on a seh kol shuz moshen the gemara. It could be worth less. You take a $500 petachamor and you put it on a $50 seh and give the seh, and that's the mitzvah. Of a ketem Mechas Chinuch, does the seh have to be worth at least a pruta? What if this is not even worth a pruta? Let's say you have a hechatim stubit. It says not even worth a pruta. Would that also work? And he applied to Sarafian. Sefer Oris, Sefer Becheris from Rav Yosha, Zafir Aleph, he wants to say that Mestabit has to be a Pruta, because you need a Mais in the Sina. He says, by Matnes Kahuna, by Petach Hamor, it has to be in the Sina to the Kohen. Anything that's less than a Pruta, Tanah Rav Yosha, it's not in the Sina. It's not a Mais in the Sina. He says that Mestara. But Abchan Knievsky, it's like you're in a Sefer Dechamun, and he'll speak Kurim, Peggy Beis Lachayud, and his bihalacha, the Ramaskal Bain, he mentions the Shayim also, and he says, Faketan Shver. He says, you don't need a Pruta. He says, you don't find anywhere but Matnas Kahuna that has to be Pruta. And he brings Uriah. The famous Gemara over says, Chita Achas, there's Mechamim. Chita Achas, there's Sakri. One kernel of wheat, Midaraisa, Kapapa, Hawiras, Pashtas, one kernel of wheat is not a Pruta. So, time, we don't find anywhere that Matnas Kahuna has to be a Pruta. I would think that the Loshna Matanskuna, the Loshna Matana, I think the Shairish of Matana is Nasina. A Matana gift means Nasina, so maybe that's the Yosha Sara, that you have to have a Nasina, and a Nasina, Pachsharput is Nishkan Nasini, not giving anything. But that seems to be Machad. Machasun Chaz Veshaila, and the Yosha holds one way, it has to be at least a Pruta, and Chan Kinyaski says, no, it doesn't have to be worth a Pruta. If you take a seh, if you put the petachamor on a seh, the Mishnah speaks this out, even sorry, poshut. If you take a pidyon petachamor and you put it on a seh, you cannot use that seh to be put the second petachamor. You have to give that to a kohen. The seh says, because you already used it for one chamor, you can't go use it for a second chamor. But if you gave it to a kohen and then you bought back the seh from the kohen, you could use that seh again to put another chamor, because there's no dinei kedusha on this. This is all money. This is all matah. So whole ordinary moment. But if you brought it back, or even if you gave it to your present, then you can use that seven in Benjamin. That speaks it out. The Torah does say, after the mitzvah, Pini Petach Hamor, the whole Petach Hamor Tifta B'seh, the Torah does say, Vim Loi Tifta, if a person is not a Rachbe, you should break the neck of the Seh, of the Hamor. You don't keep it, you can take it. The person is not Mechir to give it. If he doesn't want to do this mitzvah, he breaks the neck and you throw it out. You don't keep it. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot, it's also much like that in the Rambam in Sefer Yad, in Perek Yubeis Hilchos Bikur Melacha Alach, and the Chinuch, the Mitzvah of Gimel, they count this as a separate mitzvah say. And the Cheshvan of Tayag Mitzvah, 615 mitzvahs, they said these are two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah in the Torah is Pidyon Petach HaMavaseh, another mitzvah is Darifa, a breaking the neck of the Seh. The Ravid is Chalot. The Ravid says that the Rafti is not a separate mitzvah. The Rafti is a knas. Says the knas. He says the Loshen. It's the Brisa in Becheres. The Brisa says Tony Levi, who mafsid moish a koyin? He's mafsid the moment of the koyin. Latigach yisum moine. He doesn't want to give the koyin his seh or the value. He doesn't want to be kind of mitzvah. Latigach, you're not going to gain from it. You have to lose the chama also. Time to arrive it. This is like a knas to the Torah. It's not a mitzvah. And it's okay. It's Indian. The rabbi is a Russian. It's an aver. You be mazik mamakoyin. A person that doesn't give it and goes and does what the Torah says, they're after.
It's
an aver.
I guess
not.
One choice in my case is not a mitzvah.
Okay. Say again.
I don't know.
Is it counted as a mitzvah? Say, I mean, it's a
It's a chiv.
I hear, it's not going around. But okay, but Gemaisa, the Rairo is not a mitzvah. Melchus Chana says, I'm already going to nafkamina between these two sheetahs, whether it's a mitzvah or not. He says, there's a Gemara in the Dorim, the Tazayin, famous Gemara, that Nishba Levatos a mitzvah, first makes a shvua, not to be Mekayim a mitzvah, the shvua is nachal. Now, on a various thing, Gemara says the reason because the Mujuvayim Hasinai. But on mitzvahs, it doesn't say that much, because the Mujuvayim Hasinai, on mitzvahs, the Torah says, it's exact cause of Lahara Lahatev. Because Shvuah, as the Torah says, you can do Shvuah for beer or for good. And meaning for beer means Shvuah Shlo Eichel, that I won't eat, that's called Lahara, and then Lahatev means that I will eat. I won't eat an apple is Lahara, I will eat the apple is Lahatev. But by mitzvahs, it's possible to hold me a Lahara Lahatev. As the main of the Gemara says, the Nishma Matal Mitzvah is not chal. First makes the Shvuah, not to put on tefillin, the Shvuah is not chal. Not to take an Esrog, not to eat matzah, the Shvuah is not chal at all. But the Machaba in Yerideya, this is in Yerideya, it's in Reish Lamates of Zion, the Machaba says, the first makes the Shvuah, not to do Yibim. The Machaba holds, today we do Yibim also. Not like the Ramah, that we'll pass on the Kabbashah, but the Machaba passes, today we do Yibim also. The Machaba says, first makes the Shvuah, not to do Yibim, that Shvuah will be chal. He's not allowed to do Yibim, and he should do Chalitza. Because that's not called Nishvon Levatos a mitzvah, since he has a choice to do another mitzvah. He could do Chalitza. It's just another mitzvah. The Tashbetz is Chaylon. The Tashbetz says, because the Mishnah does say that Mitzvah Yivim Kedemis Mitzvah Chalitza. Mitzvah Yivim is preferable before Mitzvah Chalitza. So mainly you are Nishvon Levatos a mitzvah. But the Mechaba also knows that Mitzvah Yivim Kedemis Mitzvah Chalitza. But the Mechaba held, that's not called Nishvon Levatos. It's not like making a shua not to take an esrog where you have no choice. You made a shua not to be miyam, but you do have a choice. Now you can do the mitzvah chalitza, which is definitely mitzvah in the Torah. That's not called nishma v'atos a mitzvah. Is a meaning of that being
not only because
of the Torah. Well, the Tashbis is chal because of that reason. He says that reason. Yeah, he calls the mitzvah nivam is tachlam etes because of the Torah. Okay, but he's not chal on the mechaba svar. The mechaba svar is that when you can be Nishma Vatos Mitzvah if so you give you a choice, because it's not Mamash Achiyah to do Yivmi, you have a choice of Chalitza, it's not called Nishma Vatos Mitzvah. As a male, I'm going to say here also, first to make a Shvuah, not to give the Petra, not to be paid to the Petra Chamon Aseh. So if you hold, like the Rambam, and who else was it? The Rambam and the other Rishayim that hold that Arif is also a Mitzvah, the Chinuch holds it's also a Mitzvah, say, to do a reifa, then the shvu will be chal. You will not be allowed to give the koyin you put it on a seh, because you can still be kind of mitzvah the reifa, you can do the other mitzvah. But if you hold like the reifa, that the reifa is a knat, not a mitzvah at all, then already it will be nishma vatos a mitzvah, and it will not be chal. Okay.